This is a short meditation to help you awaken your intuition, the voice within that's a direct line to your higher wisdom and divine intelligence. You may think of it as the voice of your soul. You may experience it in an unexpected wave of emotion or an urgent call to action. Your intuition may surprise you through signs and synchronicity. It can tap you on the shoulder through meditation, journal work, and dreams. And it can even try to wake you up in moments of stress, anger, or fatigue. No matter how it comes, it's always trying to guide you because it's part of who you are. Just because you can't see your bones or organs doesn't mean they're not there. The same is true for the unseen realms and parts of ourselves. You can access your intuition anytime you need it. You only need to go inside and ask. Ask and listen. You may be amazed at what comes up. Perhaps you'll receive an idea for your business or a message from your body, encouraging you to slow down and not be so tough on yourself. Or you might get a vision of someone you should reach out to. No matter what arises, listen with compassion. All too often we ignore our inner lives, as if they aren't as important as our outer circumstances or other people's needs. Nothing could be further from the truth. We also have a habit of looking outside of ourselves for the answers that are always stored within. You have always known what's best for your life. You are the expert of you. Trust and listen to your life. Take a moment to connect with yourself now. Take a few long, deep breaths in and out. Now silently ask yourself, what do you want me to know today? Listen for the answer, the first thing that pops into your mind. What came up for you? Sometimes your intuition may remind you not to eat something that will make you feel bad, or to send a particular email because it's taking up too much brain space. Other times your intuition might clue you in on something bigger, like when to make a doctor's appointment. Notice whatever thoughts arise with curiosity and without judgment. Next, ask, is there something I could do or change to feel better today? And finally, what's this insight here to teach me? Don't overthink these questions. Again, just be curious about what comes up. This isn't about using logic or reason, or about getting it right. It's about reconnecting to your sixth sense. When we were more in touch with our animal nature, we didn't stop to overanalyze or crunch data on predators. We just went with our instincts. Well, your instinct still lives in your gut wisdom. And from a biological perspective, your gut is your second brain. It's filled with neurons that also think and feel, often on a deeper level. Your intuition is constantly sending you messages. As you go about your day-to-day life, check in with yourself. The more you connect with your inner wisdom, the more guided and supported you'll feel. The right things fall into place with ease, and what doesn't serve you falls away. Decisions become easier to make as you become more in touch with your wise and insightful self. Your intuition is also an active ingredient in manifesting the life you desire. When you know what you want, but you don't know how to get there, let go and allow your intuition to drive.